were sleeping and so do kirtan with full energy. Full energy. You are not chanting, not anything, doing this thing. What it will do? You should try to do, follow all this. What is the meaning of this song, kirtan? When you should chant or remember or do kirtan, you try to know that what are the meanings of what we are uttering or chanting or kirtan. I want to know what is the meaning of first Agyan Simran Dhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave. I want to first know that who are remembering this sloka. They know this sloka. Only you cannot, you don't know, remember, and you not. Okay, who can explain this sloka? What is the meaning of this sloka? Who can do? Yes, sir.
Om Agyanati Mirandasya Agyana. Ignorance, timirandasya, that we are lost in the timiranda, the darkness, very great darkness. So many lifetimes, so many births and deaths, we have been wandering in this bhavam buddhi, this ocean of material existence, with no shelter, and our eyes are closed shut. Om agyana timirandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshur. Our chakshu, our eyes, are closed shut. But with the weapon, with the instrument, like a medical doctor uses a instrument to operate, the guru has opened our eyes with knowledge, with transcendental knowledge.
So can you explain some more? What he has explained? Explanation better?
Well, words. But in the Brahma Samhita, it says, Premanjana Shirito Bhakti Valochanena, that Shyamasundara is seen within the heart and outside and everywhere by Prem Anjana. So that Anjana, that ointment of the eyes of Prem, is put on with the instrument of transcendental knowledge by Sri Gurudev, so that one can see the pastimes of Shyamasundara everywhere at all times by His mercy.
Very good.
Therefore, He is my Lord, verse after verse.
Srimad Bhagavatam described that this anja, this ointment, is applied through the process of bona fide hearing, Shruti Kirti Patam. By hearing from bona fide Vaishnava, the eye will become open and filled with the ointment of love.
I want some more explanation to hear, to more explanation. Bola.
This verse was spoken by Lord Shiva in Guru Gita.
No, I want to know this sloka meaning.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can apply any other sloka by explanation. But this sloka, on this sloka. Agyan Timiran Dhasya. What is Timir? Timir means night. In night, so darkness. And we cannot see anything. We are like blind person. But actually, we are not blind. We have eyes. But darkness is so thick that we cannot see. So our ignorance is so thick we cannot see. What is that ignorant? What is that ignorant? Five ignorance are there. first, our Swarup is here but we cannot see. Understand? There is Jiva Swarup. We are thinking that this body is my soul. But it is not our Swarup. More ignorant about Krishna, Paraswarup, this is called. Paraswarup means the Ishtadev of whole world, every being. But we are not saying Krishna. This is also very dense andhakar. More, we are saying that worldly things are mine. This mridang is mine. This wife is mine. This is my wife. This is my son. This is my home. Everywhere my nation. First andhakar is I am not knowing my swarup, then Krishna swarup. And in this world we were seeing only mine, mine, mine. And again, this is yours. Bhed. Bhed mane? We are engaged, we have so much attraction for other than Krishna. Bhayang dvitiyad avinivishatah. We are thinking that we are bhokta. Bhokta, you know?
Enjoyer.
Enjoyer. And all the things are for me. So, giving up Krishna in this andhakar, in darkness, we are not seeing Krishna, not seeing us, and seeing that all things are mine. This mineness. And then, Veda Gyan. What is Veda Gyan? We are not seeing Krishna, so we are thinking that all are mine. And that is why we are attached to worldly things. We want to enjoy them. And fourth, that we have bhay. In darkness, oh, ghost is coming. And wild beast is coming. Serpent is coming. Nothing there. But yet, in andhakar, in darkness, we will fear. What will warfare? Oh, death is coming. Sufferings are coming. All are my satrus, enemies. They will attack me. I will die. They will take my things. This is bhaya. So five, these are ignorance. Guru gives first ointment. But that ointment is tattva gyan. You are not this physical body, you are this. You are part and parcel and servant of Krishna. Then he gives a partattva gyan, that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. You should think and serve always to Krishna. All these material things are not for your enjoyment, but it is the vastu hai, ye Krishna ki seva ki.
Paraphernalia for the service of Krishna.
All these things. Kya?
Paraphernalia.
Paraphernalia.
Things for the service of Krishna.
Not for enjoying us. Otherwise, there will be poison and we will die. No fear at all. We are part and parcel. We are Sanatan. We cannot die. Any suffering dust of the world cannot touch us. No bhaya at all. No diti abhinivesh. Only our affection and love will be applied to Krishna, and Krishna associates, not like mine, an enjoyer of all these things. So no bhaya will be there. And if the tattva jnana comes, then he will make something more powerful. That ornament will be so powerful, and he will give some frame in that ornament that you can see Braj here, the pastimes of Krishna, playing with Sakha and playing with gopis, and how Yashoda and Nanda Baba are nourishing Krishna. And if it is done, then you will be a sadhak, really sadhak at that time, and you will try to get all these things, really to realize. So Gurudev gives this prem ornament, that premanjana churiti bhakti bilo chanina santa sabaiva
Jivetu
Vilokayanti Yamsham Sundaram Achinta Guna Swarupam. What is Rup? Playing with gopis, playing with me. You will see everything. No birth, death and all sorrows and sufferings of this world. No changing nerves, changing every day. And Jadgatva Nanivartante
Tardham.
We cannot return from there. So Guru gives all these things. So I bow down to the lotus feet of Guru. It has been explained also in the Kirtan, which Vachi did. Sri Guru Charane Rati Sei Sei Uttamagati. What is the meaning? We should try to realize the meanings, otherwise we will not learn anything. And we should do positively like that. Sri Guru Charane Rati, he had not told Shraddha, the Guru Charane Shraddha. So Guru Charane Rati is a very advanced stage. Those who have no Guru, What they will do? They cannot have Rati. They cannot have Shraddha. They have no any tutor or master to whom obey. So they are like bewildered. What to do, what not to do. Always sinking in the ocean of dense andhakar. They have no Guru, so that they cannot do pranam, and they have not decided what are the object of our life. If they have goal this, then they have decided and they may go to Gurudev, but they don't think the necessity of going and taking shelter in the lotus feet of Gurudev. They will go to harmonium master. No? They will go to paisa maker, money maker persons. They will go to medical college to learn, to make paisa. They will go to business college, any? What? Business college means? They read AC account, chartered account and all, CA, all these things. So they will go to their gurus. But the guru and that person both, they will be drowned in the ocean of birth and death. all these things cannot save us. In a 2 day or after 3 days or 3 years, after 10 years, after 20 hours or 50 years, or not more than 100 years, we will see that we have lost everything. A person who is dying at the age of 100 or any age, and he has so much wealth, then he will be so worried. What will be lost? What to do with this wealth? There is no child, no wife, and so much wealth, so much big palace, so many, about 300 cars, a special
aeroplane.
And he is dying. There is also dogs. What to do with dogs? And at once he dead, thinking that what will be to go with that dog. He is not
thinking about God,
but he is thinking about
dog.
And next time he will be dog. Surely he will be dog. So what he collected, it became so. Only these things gave him worry. But we are not thinking all these things, positive things. A drink can be merry, and we will never die. We'll have not to live all these things. We will be with these things and we will be happy. One day, one of my disciples went to Italy, Rome. He is a very big man, rich person. He has so many factories. So he came to Italy to see the factories and to develop his factories, like Italian factories. To whom he went, he was a very big person, big, rich person. After business, talks were stopped. Then my disciple told him that I see that you are a very wealthy person. In whole Italy, I am first or second class of this person. But you know that you are about 60. And after that you will be of 70 and 80, and then you will die living all these things in this world. What will happen of all these things? Can you see? Oh, they took their two hands and they said, I am not going to go. But it is happened. It's going to happen, this. What to do? I can. Now I will be mad. No sleep, nothing. What to do? Then you should think where to go, to whom you will give up all these things. You should. So these persons have no aim, object of this life. Actually, like animals, we should not be like them. We should think. We can earn something to live our life, but not only that. I questioned a person that you are doing all these things for living. You will be saved. You will not die because you will take these things and clothes. These are necessary. But why you want to keep your life? Why? Understand my question, Gopinath ji?
Yes.
What I told?
Yes.
If you are saved, your life is maintained.
Yes.
Then what is the life of your goal? Again to eat,
mm-hmm.
and again to marry, 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 and marry, and but you'll die. Then? What is the aim and object of this life? Why you want to save your life? This should be good. So we should try to realize all these things and then proceed in this. So Guru gives this light. These thinkings, those who give these things, they are actually Guru. Otherwise, they will also be drawn if they have known that what?
Ointment.
Ointment. They have known. They will also those who are malicious there, those who are not serving Krishna but serving their school body, so much ego, envy, they are not so liberal minded, they have no all these tattva gyans, they are not himself, and how they can give these things to others. And they say that we are pakka sadhu, uttama gati. So we should try to gain all these things from our Gurudev. Sri Guru Charane Rati, at first you will do pranam Agyanti Miranda. After that, you will take shelter in his lotus feet. That he is my Gurudev. If there is none Gurudev, then you cannot do that. And then you can have not these all kinds of Gyan that I told. And there is none to check you, to order you, and you will not follow any order. You will think that, oh, I am good. And this is only ego, and it will sink you in the ocean of andhakar. Suguru charane rati. So first we should do Gurudev. Initiation from the, what is initiation? To follow is the initiation. How Gurudev is pure. How Gurudev is pure? Having so much knowledge, tattva gyan, prem, everything he has, try to be like that by following Gurudev's steps. If you are not following, oh, he is taking my all disciples. All worldly births, he is taking my all money. I thought that I will take money from them, but now he has come and he will take money. This is ego. Very bad things, all these things. He has no at all rati in the lotus feet of Gurudev. Then you will follow actually Gurudev. What is the meaning of follow? Sri Guru, Sri Mukha Padma Vakya, Chitete Kariya Aksha. What Gurudev is telling, it is true. And I must follow. If we are not taking this thing, then we will tell Gurudev, you should follow me, what I am telling. You know, Ram, 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 Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. But actually, we are intelligent than you. Intelligent. Oh, you should go like this. You should behave like this. Then, Gurudev becomes a disciple and he becomes a guru. Then, Chela must go in Pacific Ocean. And crocodiles will take them. Don't try to do these things. Don't think that he is a man, human body only. chitete kariya aika. What Guruji is telling? I know. Here, Swamiji at first did pratistha of Radha Krishna Vigraha. This, where we went. Nothing. Radha Krishna. Clouds in hand. Speak of Father. Srimati Radhika there. And he went to India. And when he returned from India again, after 1 or 2 years, he saw that the name had been changed. Because this colony was, that colony was called like Dwarka. So one his sister who has left ISKCON now, he kept the name Rukmini Dwarkadhis. He became angry, Swamiji. And he called for that person. Why you change this name? You are saying that he is on float. And Radhika is there. And also he is peacock feathers. He is the son of Nanda Baba Yashoda Devi. In this shape, he is not Dwarkadhis. Why you come? And then again he went to India and name was kept like this. This is called Rasa Bhas Dosh. Not Radha, but Rasa Dushta. Not Rasa Bhas. Rasabhas of four kinds. If you want to be true devotee of Krishna, you will have to know all these things. Otherwise, you don't know Gita and you have taken Bhagavatam. How you can understand? I first try to understand Gita. We are not this sheep already. All these step by step. First book of this Tattva Gyan is Gita. And last book, PhD, D.Litt, graduation. Book is Srimad Bhagavatam. I see that some persons, some girls, they don't do Gita. And they take a book of Raspanchadhyayi Bharamar Gita Uddhav Sandesh. What they will do? Nothing. So we should know all these things. So what are you telling? Rasabhas. Anurasa. Aparasa.
Uparasa.
Uparasa. Anurasa. Both, and then four kinds of uparash, aparash, anurash, and one rash. These are rasabhas. What is the meaning of uparasha? When Srimati Radhika or Subal Siddham, they are Sakha, but anyhow, they are serving Krishna like servant, then it is Uparasa. Understand? This is Uparasa. It is somewhat about like it is good something, but not so much good. He is Sakha. He should be like Sakha. Like Krishna became ye ho gaye antar dhyan ho gaye, disappeared from the council of gopis. Why he disappeared? He disappeared, or after that he met with Radhika after disappearance again. And then Radhika became Swadhin Bhartrika. And after that she became Dakshin Bhav. Dakshin Bhav, you know?
Rightist move.
Rightist move. Then Krishna thought that, oh, she will be living her own rush, Madhurya Upapati Bhav. And now he is in the mood of Vivahita Ashwakiya Bhav. Understand? Very hard. Very high thing. He is now going to be like a married woman. Oh, this is not mood of Srimati Radhika. So he at once disappeared from Srimati Radhika too. Understand something you? Not more. Jab kisi ka bhav, mane vibhav, uddipan, alamban, alamban are of two kinds. Vishayang ashraya. When Srimati Radhika gets, apna chhod deti hai bhav, और विषय का भाव वो ग्रहण करने लगती है तो वो अपरस हो सकता है जब अपना मूड कोई छोड़ने जाए जैसे सुबल सखा छोड़ करके अपना दैट मूड सख्त भाव एंड ही वाज डूइंग सर्विस लाइक सर्वेंट दिस कैन बी कॉल्ड अपरस उपरस उपमन से निकट
नियर
नियर बट नॉट दैट थिंग सो दिस इज कॉल्ड उपरस अनुरस वट इज मीनिंग ऑफ अनुरस समथिंग इज देयर बट नॉट एवरीथिंग हाउ लाइक There is no actual relation with Krishna. No relation. But even self-rasas are acting. In an instance, gopis are seeing his markati, markati mane, old lady monkey, his nose was like this. And somewhat like this. They saw that Kakkati and she was doing kakkak. So all gopis were laughing. There is no relation with Krishna, but all gopis are laughing. There is a very far relation, far away relation. Mane bahut dur ka relation hai. Like this, but not direct. So not direct relation to Krishna, but Kakkati was of Srimati Radhika. So it is of Krishna, but all gopis are seeing and laughing. This is Arvata Aparasa. Jarasand is following Krishna. Krishna is running away to Dwarka. And Jarasand is telling, oh, how beautiful, how strong you are, powerful. That you are flying. You know, he is telling that do bheer jab rahte hain, if there are two
heroes
fighting, then any hero does not want to
run away.
No.
Show his back.
Back to your enemy. Wo apne एनिमी को पीठ नहीं दिखलाना चाहता है मर जाएगा किंतु सामने से मरेगा बट
ही विल नेवर शो हिज बैक टू द एनिमी ही प्रेफर्स टू डाई
ही विल डाई बट ही विल नेवर शो हिज बैक टू दिस इज दी ओह हाउ यू आर बीव दैट यू आर कीपिंग योर दिस बैक इन फ्रंट ऑफ मी हो ही बिगन टू लाफ दिस इज कॉल्ड अपरस So we should get to four kinds of this. And then what is rasa viruddha? What is rasa viruddha? Not knowing all these things, doing what you are thinking, you are doing. Radha and Krishna, and then we will tell that, oh, he is Partha Sarthi, Radha Partha Sarthi. Samiji has not kept this name. I asked him, why you kept this name? Because I have written in my books, this is very against of Russia. So we should know all these things. Otherwise we are bound to do all this Russia viruddha bhav. Dwarkadhis cannot be beloved of Srimati Radhika. Never. Rukmini cannot be in Vrindavan with gopis. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami has written so. Oh, there are foolish, rash, abhas, dusta. We should know all these things. How we can know? Jnananjana Salakaya. Guru will give that hominin, then our eyes will be open and we will see all these things. Otherwise, Moody and Misri both are one. Moody Misri, you know the history? Moody and Misri. Moody means?
Radish.
Radish.
Oh, Moody.
Moody, yes. Moody is puffed rice. Moody.
You know all?
Yes, puffed rice.
And Misri, you know?
Sugar candy.
Very sweet.
Yes.
The value of the same are will not be equal. Never by equal. आप समझ रहे हैं? मूरी और मिश्री एक समान नहीं दर होगा. Once a guru and shishya, a guru and disciple went to preach to their disciple's house, Grihastha Bhakta. When they went in the midway, they saw that there is a city. There was a king there. This disciple told that, I'm so hungry now. Gurudev, I'm so hungry, so I must take something. Gurudev get him one rupee, and it is called in India taka. Taka means one rupee.
Yeah.
One rupee is fine.
Yeah.
He gave that disciple and go to the market and bring something to eat. He went there. He asked the rate of mudi. Ajay, 1 rupees. Mane taka se. In 1 rupees, 1 kilo. Then he went to makhan.
Butter.
What is the rate? 1 rupees, 1 kilo. He went to sabjiwala. Sabjiwala, you know?
Vegetable.
What is the rate of this leaf? You know, leaf?
Two paisa.
In 2 paisa, 5 kilo. He told us that 1 rupee, 1 kilo. Then he went to Misri.
Sugar.
What is the rate? 1 rupee, 1 kilo. He went to makhan, butter. What is the rate? He thought that it is so high rate. 1 rupee, 1 kilo. 1 taka, 1 kilo. Oh, very good. He took 1 kilo of makhan. And we will take it. Oh, in my village, 10 rupees or 50 rupees 1 kilo butter. But here 1 taka 1 kilo. He took it and went to Gurudev. Gurudev told you, have you bought anything? Yes, yes. A very cheap
makhan.
Butter. Very good. Why you could not bring any chapati, roti or moody or anything? Guruji, all freight are equal, same. I thought that I should bring very highest potencies. In which? Kya ho rata hai na?
We can be filled up.
वो क्या कहते हैं इसमें बहुत गुण होता है खाने में
प्रोटीन
हाँ प्रोटीन
हैविंग
सो मच
मोस्ट नरिशिंग
गुरुदेव टोल्ड दैट एट वंस यू शुड गिव अप दिस प्लेस यू शुड फ्लाई अवे ही टोल्ड यू नो गुरुदेव आई एम सो वीक गिव मी सम मनी आई विल लिव हियर फॉर 1 month एंड आई विल टेक बटर डेली सम And I will be so fat and so
strong,
then I will come to you. You should give me the address of that Grihastha Bhakta. Gurudev told, don't do this so. You will die. He will say, no, I will not die. I will be so strong. Give me some rupees. He told that if anything comes, any trouble or problem, you should call me. Where there is Takaser Bhaja, Takaser Khaja,
Andhanagari
Chaupata Raja. Andhanagari means where there is Takaser Bhaja.
Pop rice.
Takaser Khaja.
Sweet.
There must be any blind king.
No, crazy king.
Crazy king.
Crazy.
Pagal. Raja. Andheri Nagari. And that is blind Nagari. Blind city. So every hill will be ruined. But he did not follow his Gurudev. After some time, a thief. Chori ho gayi kahin. Took place anywhere and he reported to king that my everything has been stolen. He told that, have you seen the thief? I have not seen actually, but I saw that he was running, taking my all things. He was so fired. He was fat? Yes, yes. You seen actually that he was fat? Yes, I have seen, but I have not known his face. But I know that he was fat. He told that the police wala, Daruga and inspectors, that you should search in my whole kingdom that who are fat and bring them all fat here. At last, he was the fattest person and they brought it to the king. Oh, you are fat? Yes, I am fat. You have stolen all these ornaments of that person? No, sir, I have not. But you are fat, so you have must done this. Because that thief was fat? Oh, come on. And he wrote orders that he should be sentenced to death sentence at once. He cannot do anything. He began to weep and weep. But king told that now you will be put on death. In India, in ancient times, a very golakar, loha, iron, and gradually so thin and thin, like needle. But in the bottom, some
thick.
So they used to be kept on that thing. So that it has come from here and they died. Understand?
Yes.
He has
worried
from top to bottom?
Yes.
They used to keep Suli. That is called Suli. And in ancient times, Suli was given to them. He ordered that he should be kept on the Suli. That thing. He began to cry and weep, "Oh Guruji, come on, come on, come on." King told that, "Do you want to take anything to take or to anything you want?" "Oh, I went to meet my Gurudev." "Where did you go there?" "Gurudev is there." Then he was called for and he came. He told that, "What is the matter?" The disciple told that, "Oh, Gurudev, I could not follow your orders. That is, I'm going to
death now.
Die now. They are keeping on this. Now you will follow my orders?" "Yes, I follow. Don't disobey me. Then I will save you. You should tell when king is coming. You will tell that I will go on Sulli. And I will tell that I am going to Sulli. I want to die and you should tell that I am. And we should quarrel. And after that I will see everything." Understand this?
Yes.
Guru and Chela fighting.
Guru and Chela both were fighting. Gurudev is telling me, "I will die." And he was telling that, "I will die." Then going, "No, you should go. I will die." And she said, "No, Gurudev."